Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my cabin this morning, sitting out here in the trees behind the house and drinking some coffee. And guess what? I'm listening to Western Swing and other things. Very much the way I start most of my Saturday mornings. You know, as an old outdoors writer, I have the opportunity to hunt and fish during the week when there's not so many people afield or on the water. And on the weekends, I usually sit around and Saturday mornings is spent right here with all you folks talking about hunting and fishing. And you know, the bow season, regardless of which state we live in, bow season is just about to kick off. And I've been doing some scouting in the woods here by the house. Fall, the early signs of fall is definitely here. Found some sumac. To me, there's no more beautiful plant in the world than sumac. The berries are red, and you know, in the fall, the leaves start turning a really beautiful red. A lot of times you'll see them growing up on a hillside, a lot of times in the right-of-way of highways and all, but especially back out in the woods, edge of a field. Nothing more beautiful than sumac, in my opinion, but sumac's going to be brilliantly red here before long. It's already beginning to turn. I did notice some acorns hitting the ground, which is a good sign. It's the deer early in the bow season, or they're not in the rut, regardless of where we hunt, usually, unless we're down in South Carolina somewhere where the rut starts early. But the acorns are hitting the ground. Where I hunt, there's a good supply of red oak acorns right now. And I wish we had more white oaks, but the deer, they eat what's available, and what's available is lots of red oak acorns. So I think they're going to be on those acorns. I've got I use ladder stands these days, leaned up against one of the oaks, kind of on the edge of a little clearing where they've been feeding in there. And heck, some of these stands I've been hunting from for 15 years, the same stand. Actually, I'll put new cables on them and tighten them up with the hoist and all to the trees, or the ratchets there, and tighten them up each year. But it's going to be a good deer season. You know, we as hunters, I don't want to get on a soapbox too long here on this, but I do believe strongly in it. We have to stick together. Granted, each of us probably, just take deer hunting, for instance, you know. Each of us probably have different ways that we like to deer hunt. Some states, it's still legal to run deer with dogs. And I've done that in the past. It's been decades since I've done that. Here in Texas, of course, we can't do that. But some people like to hunt deer with muzzleloaders, crossbows, compound bows, longbows, double-aught buckshot and shotguns. There's all kind of different ways. Some people like to still hunt for deer, ease along through the woods and be very, very quiet and walk along and take the hunt to the deer. Some people are really good at it. Just so happens I'm not. I like to take a stand, but some people like to hunt from the ground. Some people like to hunt up in elevated stands, climbing stands, lock-ons, tripods. But regardless of whether we're talking about deer hunting, duck hunting, or whatever, we do, as hunters, we need to stick together and respect the rights of other hunters and really not talk them down. Now, I do love to bow hunt, but and it is most definitely the most challenging of any type of hunting that I'm aware of, bow hunting. But, you know, I mean, I also, I'm doing articles and stories for magazines and my newspaper columns. From time to time, I hunt with a rifle, centerfire rifle, or even a big bore air gun. You hear me talking a lot about them. So whatever tool that a person uses to hunt with, as long as it's legal, is quite okay with old Luke. So that's something, didn't want to preach on that too much, but it is something we all should really keep in mind and, you know, respect the rights and uphold the rights of others as long as it's within the law. I think it's about time to get back to some Western Swing and other things. My foot's already patting, waiting to hear some of that good music, and here it comes. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.